Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, welcome to a wonderful segment of the I Got Something to Say radio show powered by the D Hour Show Radio Network and Blog Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome. We hope that your week has started off with a wonderful bang as we celebrate National Women's Month. If you're a woman, throw your hand in the air. Let me see your fist. To sisters rise. Black girls rock, but strong women rock on. Forever. Yes. Of course. And I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous, you know, my alias and my government, but I'm the lady with the plan. And I also want to introduce to our listening audience the CEO as well as the executive producer of this show. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you no other than Dee Slate is in the building. Dee, what's going on?
Hey, 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 what's happening? The I Got Something to Say show once again on this lovely Monday evening. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We have an incredible show tonight. I definitely can't wait till we get it in tonight. Thank you for joining us on the I Got Something to Say show. I am feeling quite fabulous tonight.
Wonderful. And then, of course, that is pun intended, correct?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen who do not follow us on the social network sites, shame on you. But I want to say we have a miraculous show in store for you this evening. This show, I would probably say on my behalf, is an iconic show, a show that would make ultimate history, a show that all of our comparisons, our constituencies, our competition, both commercial and independent, would be like, how do you do that? And that voice. So, you know, Dee, I don't know if we should disseminate this information. You know, when I made the official announcement, let me tell you, my phone was blowing up. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to defer to our illustrious leader at this time. Please inform the world who we will be honored as into having in our studios on tonight.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, for your listening pleasure and for all the black women out there and women abroad for National Women's Month, tonight we will be talking to author, motivational speaker, activist, and daughter of the legendary historical civil rights leader Malcolm X, the one and only Alyssa Shabazz, will be joining us tonight.
Woo! Dee Slate, I can't even get my thoughts together. Let me tell you, this is such an honor. This is an extension of history, be it if you're purple, green, yellow, black, orange, what have you. You know, Alyssa Shabazz's
right.
Father is in our history books. This is a man that embarked upon making strides for all mankind. So, you know, this is near and dear, I mean, to my heart. This is one of my favorite leaders, or should I say favorite icons, you know, aside of course, our, you know, president is one of them. Mother Teresa is another one. Dr. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, no specific order. But to speak with the daughter, the offspring of the late, great, legendary civil rights leader Malcolm X, I have chills. I'm not really certain of your current situation, but my current situation is very, very honored. Dee, how are you feeling? You're awesome, by the way. Let me say that, because you set this up. Let me backtrack. Let me give kudos where kudos should be given publicly. Ladies and gentlemen, my boss, the CEO of the Dee Hour Show Radio Network, the founder, and also my producer, let me tell you, he arranged for this union and which we're going to embark upon on this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say publicly, thank you, Dee Slate. Thank you.
Oh, I mean, you know, PJ, I love you. You already know it's an honor and a pleasure to do this, to have our guest on for tonight, Mr. Baz. I mean, understand that, you know, all the great things that she's doing, truly, she's a chip off the old block from her father. I mean, but, you know, the daughter of one of the most historical civil rights leaders in history, Malcolm X. You know, she's an author, she's a motivational speaker, she's an activist, and she's an all-around incredible woman. So to be able to speak with her tonight and talk to her about what she's doing and talk to her about you know, her father and you know, the differences between, you know, then and now. And man, so many incredible things for us to talk with her about. It's an absolute honor, and it's truly, truly an honor. We are absolutely blessed to have her on the show with us tonight. This is going to be unforgettable. I can't wait to talk with her. I mean, it's so many great things. It's sometimes, you know, when you think about things like this, you know, you can get a little flustered thinking like, oh, my goodness, we're talking to, you know, because we can consider her an icon herself. I mean, so,
she is.
You know, I mean, you know, the thing about it is that to be an intelligent, you know, black woman and to be able to motivate others and do the things that she's doing, it clearly says a lot about, you know, her and you know, her personality and her upbringing and her intelligence. And like I said, it's just,
absolutely.
I can go on and on about how much an honor, how blessed we are to have her on with us. And we got other great things coming up in the future for this show and for the network. So you guys just got to be, you got to stay tuned and be listening, because we got some really great things coming up.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Dee Slate. And ladies and gentlemen, definitely, you know, as spoke in earlier, you know, she's an activist, she's a motivational speaker, she's an author, and, you know, we negate to include it that she's the offspring of two activists that are very strong and respected, her mother, the late, great Betty Shabazz. So, you know, let's not negate to include her mother. I mean, definitely strong, strong background. So I am elated. I am ecstatic. We encourage you to continue to listen throughout the evening with us. Definitely we want to hear from you. You can call us in at 718-766-4553. That number once again is 718-766-4553. If this is your first time tuning in to the I Got Something to Say radio show, we definitely thank you for your time and your due diligence. You could be doing anything, but you chose to be hanging out with Miss Fabulous, a.k.a. Poetic Justice, as well as Dee Slate. You know, our radio conglomerate is like no other, so we're going to continue to bring you, you know, wonderful interviews after interview after interviews with substance. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, as we move forward and we march in the month of 2014, we are now currently in the third month of 2014. We have fast-forwarded our clocks, so if you're in the east, you know, coast, right now the time is now 9 minutes after the hour, and let's go ahead and talk a little bit about Women's History Month. But before we do that, I'm feeling a little bit of happiness. What about you, Dee Slate?
Oh, I'm feeling some real happiness. I mean,
absolutely.
I'm talking like a nice chill glass of red Kool-Aid on a hot summer day, you know, with a nice fried bologna sandwich in my hand with the edges cut, with the edges kind of fried up, happy, you know, kind of happy. I'm talking.
Absolutely. That is hilarious, hilarious. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this entertainer received Producer of the Year and has a new line of hats coming out. Hailing from Virginia Beach, Virginia, and always in a happy mood. Ladies and gentlemen, the time is now 10 minutes after the hour. We're going to present to you, my friend, your Producer of the Year. Congratulations, Pharrell. We're going to go ahead and be a little happy. And when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we'll speak more on the topic of Women's History Month, and we'll be preparing to speak with the legendary daughter of Malcolm X and the late, great Betty Shabazz. We're talking about Alicia Shabazz. That's what we're talking about. And we're talking because what? We got something to say? D-Slate, you got something to say?
I always got something to say. My mouth is bigger than my garage. I mean, in the words of Run DMC.
That is hilarious. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here's Pharrell Williams with Happy. We'll be back. Don't go nowhere. Keep it locked.
Clap along if you feel Mom was diagnosed with Alzheimer's at 58 years old. 8 years into the disease was when all the light went out.
For me, it was heart-wrenching.
Looking into the eyes of somebody with Alzheimer's sometimes, you just don't see the person's soul is like gone.
And it takes a toll on everyone. I mean, it's a depressing disease to watch unfold before your eyes.
She actually thought those of us who were caring for her and who loved her most were her worst enemies.
More and more responsibilities fell on my shoulders.
This disease just ravages a family.
It changes your life.
The magnitude of it is indescribable. My mother taught me to be in the moment.
We have to live in the moment with them.
And I'm going to be with that person right now in this moment, wherever she is.
Now is the moment. If we work together, we can stop this epidemic.
Contact Bright Focus and learn more.
It's Thursday night and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We are back live on the I Got Something to Say radio show. It is 17 minutes after the hour. 17 after the hour, just coming back with our first musical break, and that was Pharrell Williams with Happy. Let me tell you, that song will make you happy if you mad. I'm telling you, I love that song, and I am so happy and elated to be a woman, and that's a phenomenal woman. That's me. We're celebrating history. Yes, Women's History Month during the month of March. Also, you know, for the guys, don't feel slighted or left out. Well, you know, women too, you know, because there are a lot of sports goers and, you know, people who love to follow sports. Well, we have the MEAC tournament here in Norfolk, Virginia at the Scope Arena. So I'm hoping to be able to catch a couple of those games. Hopefully so, hopefully not. But however, I am ecstatic. So welcome to our town, the largest military base in the world. Welcome. And we hope that you enjoy yourself emphatically. And, again, don't forget to celebrate National Women's Month. I am the hostess with the mostest on the radio, Poetic Justice, Mr. Fabulous. And also, we're hanging out with D. Slate, CEO of the D. Hour Show Radio Network. That kind of rhymes, right? What's going on, D?
That, you got the lyrics. You got the flow. Absolutely. D. Slate is here to go. How you doing? I got something to say, so, oh, yeah, it's going down tonight. It's a phenomenal, it's an epic show tonight. Thanking you guys so much for tuning in. You guys just don't understand. We got a great show for you guys tonight. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And on the topic of Women's History Month, you know, National Women's History Month roots back to March the 8th, 1857, when women from New York City factory staged a protest over working conditions. Ladies and gentlemen, that is something else. You know, normally something good comes out of a difficult situation, if you will. But moving forward, International Women's Day was also first observed in 1909, but it wasn't established until 1981 that Congress established National Women's History Week to be commemorated with the second week of March. In 1987, Congress expanded the week to a month. Wow, look at that. Ooh, aren't we special? Aren't we fancy?
Wow.
And every year, this Congress, yes, has passed a resolution for Women's History Month, and the president has issued a proclamation. So, all the women, what I say, yes. And also, let me give you a couple of stats. 600 million women are in the United States as of December 2013. And the number of men, slightly different, get this, 156.1 million.
Wow.
So I think that, yeah, that's a huge variance between the two, huge differential in ratio, if I would comment on that. So literally, they said there are, what, 10 women to every one man? There may be some truth behind that, but I'm not a statistician. I'm just, hey, a phenomenal woman. But as jobs are concerned, 74.8 million, the number of females 16 and older who have participated in the civilian labor force in 2012, women comprised 47.4% of civilian labor force in 2012. So I guess what is meant by that, because there are other stats that you know, are provided for women who are in the military. And speaking of which, 1.6 million number of female veterans in the United States, 2012. One more, because we're going to give you stats throughout the show. Of course, because we're celebrating what? National Women's History Month. For education, 31.4% of women 25 and older who have obtained a bachelor's degree or more as of 2012. You go, superwomen. Yes. And that information was provided by the U.S. Census Bureau News of the U.S. Department of Commerce, Washington, D.C. So definitely check out your facts and your features for your women, you know, because we rock. Sorry, D-Slay, all this talk of all this estrogen, you know, in the building tonight.
I have no problem with that. I love women. I think women are phenomenal. Have no problem with that.
Absolutely. See, you're a strong man and you're confident with yours, right? Like I say, I'm always comfortable in my skin. That's right. A man who has no issues with a woman being in the forefront, who, you know, does her thing at the same time. You know, she can be in the kitchen, but she can be a CEO. She can be in the boardroom. She can be in the bedroom. You know, and I think on one of our famous shows of 1970s, I think it was Good Times, James said, the kitchen or the bedroom, Florida, the kitchen or the bedroom. Well, hey, instead of being in the bedroom, we are building bedrooms, and we are making things happen. So women, do your thing, girls. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 23 minutes after the hour. Let's go ahead and get into another quick musical break. If you're just tuning in to the I Got Something to Say radio show, Blog Talk Radio, welcome, welcome, welcome. You know, Monday nights were reserved for football, so now that's over. We need to be over, over, and over, bringing the hits, interviews, and all of the lushness of being in radio, because we are radio. So, ladies and gentlemen, once again, 23 after the hour, let's go ahead and take another fabulous girl power jam break. You know, I'm not anything other than my hair. So here's India Irie with I'm Not My Hair on the I Got Something to Say radio show. Let's go.
Is that India? What happened to her hair?
Well, if I want to shave it closer, I want to rock locks that'll make a bit away from the soul that I got. Little girl with the press and curls. Age 8, I got a Jerry curl. 13, and I got a relax. I was a source of so much laughter. 15, when it all broke down. 18, and I went all natural. February 2002, I went on and did what I had to do.
Because it was time to change my life, to become the woman that I am inside.
97 dreadlocks all gone. I looked in the mirror for the first time and saw that
hey, I am not my hair, I am not your skin, I am not your expectations, no, no.
Hey,
I am not my hair, I am not your skin, I am the soul that lives within.
What's she doing to her hair?
Oh, that's crazy.
I like it. Do that.
I wouldn't go that far.
Good hair means curls and waves.
No.
Bad hair means you look like a slave.
No.
At the turn of the century, it's time for us to redefine who we be.
You turn it off like a
South African beauty. Got it on lock like Bob Marley. You can rock a straight like Oprah Winfrey. If it's not what's on your head, it's what's underneath. And say, hey,
hey, I am not my head.
I am not this skin.
I am not your
expectation, no. Does the way I wear my hair make me a better person? Does the way I wear my hair make me a better friend? Oh, does the way I wear my hair determine my integrity? I am expressing my creativity. Breast cancer and chemotherapy took away her crown and glory. Promised God if she was to survive, she would enjoy every day of her life. On national television, her diamond eyes are sparkling. Bald headed like a full moon shining, singing out to the whole wide world like, hey,
hey, hey, hey, I am not my head.
I am not my head.
I am not this skin.
I am not your expectations, no.
Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The
only thing I didn't learn is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. It is now 30 minutes after the hour, and that was India Irie. I am not my hair. Yes, and I am not your expectation. No, I am not my hair. Yes, I love that song because, you know, our hair does not define who we are. And as an African-American woman, you know, and women, we have actually been through the torment about our hair from, you know, Gabrielle, to what was the team, D-Slate, that there was a commentary that made something of the nappy head, you know, boop, 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 to another radio or televised personality who received backlash because of her hair. So, you know, it's just always in the forefront of expectations of society and what they want us to do with our hair. Just be natural, be who you are, and be comfortable in your own skin, and just understand that people are doing great things. So, you know, the physical aspect of it all should be the least of your concern, you know, and that's just my soapbox, you know, because I'm celebrating National Women's Month, so I'm going to be very loquacious, very talkative this month, to say the least. Well, with that being said, you okay, D-Slay? Everything good?
I'm good. I just got to do a check real quick.
Okay. All right. All right. Word, word. Well, do you want to let everyone know who we're going to have on the show tonight for listeners who are just tuning in? And when you come back with that, I'm going to follow up with the fabulous news. So at this time, D-Slay, let the listening audience know who we will have the pleasure of speaking with.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight on the I Got Something to Say radio show on the DL Radio Network, we will be talking to the phenomenal woman, incredible woman, the lovely Miss Ilyessa Shabazz, the daughter of legendary historical civil rights leader Malcolm X. We will be talking with her in a few minutes. It's going to be incredible, and I thank you guys so much for tuning in and hanging out with us tonight.
All right, so that is Ilyessa Shabazz. Or people, depending on the region in which you are, you may say Shabazz. So either or, you know, we want to know and want to put notation that we're speaking with the daughter of the late, great civil rights, you know, activist Malcolm X, and Betty Shabazz. So, you know, that is just awesome, awesome in itself. But we are celebrating, you know, her accomplishments as well. You know, she's an activist. She's a motivational speaker. You know, she's an author. And she's also, you know, the founder of some great, great organizations that are really making some great differences within our communities. So we want to focus on that, you know, that aspect. And we want to just say in advance, you know, to her and her team and, you know, team of management, thank you for this opportunity. Opportunities like this should not be taken lightly. They should actually be safeguarded with, you know, humility. So, you know, for that in advance, I thank you. I salute. My fist is in the air, right? Speaking of which, for, you know, National Women's Month, we're going to just go ahead and give you some more statistics about various things, how it relates to women. 63.7% of female citizens between the ages of 18 and older who reported voting in 2012 presidential election in comparison to 59.7% of their male counterparts. So without the legal mumbo-jumbo is what it's saying that women vote more than men. D-Slay, what's up with that?
Men need to get out there and vote. They losing their minds. They need to get out there and vote. Stop concentrating on other things and get out there and vote.
Absolutely. Well, this next category, unfortunately, men cannot necessarily do this by themselves. Well, women can't either. So it is a joint union, if you will. But motherhood. Yes. So I'm not going to be stereotypical or make a stereotypical, you know, observation, if you will. 85.4 million estimated number of mothers in the United States in 2009. That is just pretty much just unpublished data from the Survey of Income and Program Participation. Also, now this is very interesting, marriage. Why did I say that, like, marriage. I like the way that sounds. Marriage. Say it with me now. Marriage. Okay. So 66 million, the number of married women 18 and older, yes, are definitely in the building. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm ecstatic, so we're going to go ahead and defer right now to our program director, Mr. D. Slate. Mr. D. Slate, I think you have some very interesting and intriguing news for our listening audience. I defer at this time to you.
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, it's my pleasure to introduce our phenomenal guest for tonight. She is an author, producer, and motivational speaker as she lectures to capacity audiences across the United States. Her coming of age Random House publication, Growing Up X, won critically acclaimed, including an NAACP Image Award nomination, BET Best Book List, and United Press International Book of the Week. With an avid following of readers, two new releases are slated for 2014, a children's book with Simon & Schuster publication, and a young adult book yet to be determined. She is the phenomenal woman, wonderful African-American woman, and she's doing some phenomenal things. And she also is, on top of all those fabulous things, the daughter of legendary historical civil rights leader, Malcolm X. Ladies and gentlemen, please, if you will, please give a warm Be Our Radio Network welcome to the beautiful and the lovely Miss Ilyessa Shabazz.
Thank you very much, D. Slay. Thank you very much. It's an honor for me to be with you this evening.
Wow.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, Ms. Shabazz, this is the creator as well as the host of the I Got Something to Say radio show, Miss Poetic Justice. I want to say that right now with the mic in my hand is trembling. This is information that I should not disseminate to the public. However, I am honored and humbled by your presence at this time. So we say grandfully thank you and welcome all in the same breath. How are you feeling this evening?
This morning I'm just fine. You know, I can't complain. I'm happy to be here another day. I'm happy to be on the show, on your show. So it's an honor.
Absolutely, and I think the honor is yours. When I had disseminate to friends and family that, you know, you were going to be on the show, you know, the emotions and the feelings and the responses across the board was just like, are you serious? So this right here, again, I cannot repeat and repeat how honored we are. Your accomplishments, Ms. Shabazz, are just, you know, endless. You have done everything from, you know, making strides in the educational world, from making strides in your level of motivational speaking. You're, you know, making strides in the communities. You're making differences in the organizations in which you support have set up. And therefore, I mean, you're an activist. You're a motivational speaker. You're an author. And, I mean, your own right, truly, you are a phenomenal woman. So, you know, celebrating National Women's History Month in the month of March, we could not find a better person that would be representative of this particular gender of species. We are so, so glad to have you. I want to go ahead and start with a couple of questions that, you know, are definitely pertinent to not necessarily, how can I say, historic moments, but I want to start with you as an individual. How is it, you know, Ms. Shabazz, that you're able to accomplish so much? What is your motivation? What is your driving force?
Well, you know, my mother often talked about how her husband loved his people and she loved her husband. And I have to say, you know, I love both of my parents, you know, so much. I'm so grateful for their model of how we should live our lives. And I love my people. And so it's something that's very easy for me to do. Yeah.
Wow. Now, you know, oftentimes when I told people who you were the offspring of, you know, Walaika Salam, you know, I want to say that, you know, Malcolm X is one of my favorite, you know, legendary icons, civil rights leaders, amongst others. You know, my supervisor has Malcolm X in his office. you know, in the homes of powerful and powerless people, you know, not to say that's in a derogatory sense, but, you know, it is a catch-all, you know, for the Muslim society as well as the, you know, other preference societies. You know, he is well-respected. And I want to say to have a mother and a father of that model, as you spoke of, you know, Mrs. Betty Shabazz, oh, my goodness, phenomenal, phenomenal woman in the lineup of Harry Tubman, you know, Shirley Chisholm, and all the other great African-American women leaders, you know, Minnie, you know, Mandela, you know, the list just goes on and on and on. So in your travels and in your journey, Ms. Shabazz, what is the most important to you in terms of today's society, to follow the footsteps of your father, to follow the legacy of your mother, or to make your own stance in this world? And what would you want your legacy to be?
Well, you know, I don't know what my legacy, you know, I don't do these things because I want to define my legacy. I do these things because I, you know, like I believe it is everyone's responsibility to understand who they are, where they come from, to carry on the work those before us. So I think understanding our history, number one, the largest forced migration of a people in the history of mankind, and having to put all of that in proper context, having to put our history, you know, preserve it for our children. You know, we know about the Holocaust of European Jews. It's equally important to understand the facts about the Holocaust of Africa and her people. You know, just putting that all into proper perspective so that our people haven't lost their lives in vain, understanding that, you know, that these people cultivated a barren land for all of what we enjoy today. And, you know, just continuing that legacy.
Absolutely. Ms. Shabazz, I want to say this. You know, you've accomplished a lot, as I stated earlier, in the front part of this conversation or interview. You know, you've obtained various degrees, to include your master's degree, and then also you have worked in, you know, public affairs and special events and, you know, throughout the country and so forth. So to be as iconic, to come from royalty, yes, I said it, ladies and gentlemen, royalty, and that is my opinion, Malcolm X, Betty Shabazz, royalty, power to the people. I'm getting emotional right here. Y'all understand. So what I want to say, you know, to us, they are iconic. To you, they were your parents. When I say this, Ms. Shabazz, I would like for you to finish the sentence. Malcolm X was.
Wow. You know, Malcolm X was a young man in his 20s when the world learned about him. And he was only 39 when he was politically assassinated, martyred. And he made such a significant and bold contribution. I think it's important to understand the social climate that created a Malcolm, you know, a young man who would stand up against all forms of injustice for us, you know, that he would give his life for us and never ask for anything in return. I think it's important to understand all of these things. And, you know, I sought out to learn about these things to continue the work, not because he was my father or because Dr. Betty Shabazz was my mother, but I looked at two individuals, you know, a young man and a young woman, and, you know, it was just absolutely remarkable. When you look at young men today, and then compare it to Malcolm and you know, with all that he had, the obstacles that existed, and yet he persevered and, you know, made an enormous contribution. You know, you can't help but to hold them up in high esteem, you know, and want to follow in those footsteps.
Wow. You know, Elisha, I am literally shaking, okay, shaking. That was such a powerful statement, such powerful commentary. I do want to, you know, respond to one other thing that I want to discuss, and then I'm going to defer to D. Slate because I know he's in the corner like, is it my turn yet? Is it my turn? You know, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in right now, we have the distinct honor to speaking with activists, to speaking with motivational speaker, to speaking with author, woman extraordinaire, the daughter of the late great civil rights leader, Malcolm X, and the daughter of Dr., the late great Dr. Betty Shabazz. We're talking about Ilyasa Shabazz, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, if you're in your house, put your fists in the air because this is a powerful black sister right here that we're talking to on the phone. So I'm trying to contain myself because I'm emotional right now. I mean, your father, you know, he was great to this country, to the legacy. So when I say Malcolm X was, I want to rephrase and say Malcolm X is, because his legacy right now is still in strong effect.
Sister, I just want to say I salute you because you are really doing a phenomenal job. You know, you and your partner, you guys are doing just so awesome, you know, and so we have to just salute you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, anyone that knows me right now, I'm just so touched and moved, Ilyasa, that you would make that remark and statement. So, you know, I thank you. I salute you. I just, oh, my goodness, I'm just so humbled right now. So, D-Slate, I'm going to defer to you right now so I can collect myself because I mean, that's
well, you
just
go
not
ahead
an ordinary
tissue,
compliment.
You know, Ms. Shabazz, I find it really phenomenal and interesting that what I wanted to ask you was about your publication. I mean, you created, you written a book that was critically acclaimed and got nationally recognized. And you also created a children's book. So I find that incredible. Not only did you create a publication for adults and young adults to read, but also one for children. What was your motivation in their creation?
Well, my premise is that every child deserves the opportunity to feel loved, to feel that they are lovable, to feel that they are worthy of respect. All of these things, and I wanted a story where children could see a person of color and, you know, without judgment, without these preconceived notions, and especially the values that went into a young boy that would grow up and become this internationally revered political strategist, human rights activist, you know, all of these great things. And, you know, the book is actually such a beautiful, it's a great story. It's beautiful artwork that A.G. Ford did. And the cover of the book is this young, impressionable, innocent child. And, you know, it speaks to the adults. It says that we are responsible for teaching this child, you know. And it's a great story. But it's a real, you know, a real story, and it says that this is who I am. I am worthy of love, and this is my job as, you know, a human being, that I have to find my talents and see how I will give back to society in some way.
Well, I want to commend you on that because this goes into my next question, but I want to commend you on that because I've spoke about it for years on the network, on the shows that we have, about how much our children today do not have any positive images to cling on to or any positive images to mold them. So I definitely commend you on that. I think that's absolutely incredible. And our children today definitely need something like that. But to go into my last question, You know, you being such a great motivational speaker, today, especially for young, I mean, to speak about young black women, we have little to none positive images out there for our young women to cling to, not like the type of images that yourself and myself and PJ, we grew up, you know, listening to and watching. We don't have a lot of those positive images and positive TV and positive film and positive music today for them to listen to and to be educated by. So, you know, with that being said, when you speak to young women or even young men, I mean, what's your you know how do you approach them, and how do you and what are the type of things do you talk to them about to try to help them to become great young adults, or to get them highly motivated to be great adults and successful adults in the type of society we have today?
You know, I think oftentimes we look at our leaders and we talk about what they're not doing for us, or they're not doing a good job, or they're not teaching our children properly, or they're, you know, it's, you know, that we're always pointing the finger at someone else instead of realizing that these are our responsibilities, you know, that we can't rely on other people to do things for us, you know, especially people who haven't done it for us in the first place. So why are we expecting them to do anything for us now? We're the ones that are supposed to be providing, you know, the role models. We're supposed to be providing them with the stories, providing them with the curricula. It's our responsibility as an adult to teach our children. And we can't sit back and just, you know, think that somebody's going to come along miraculously and do something that they haven't done in the first place, you know, that it's our responsibility. And so, you know, again, it's my reason for looking at Malcolm and looking at Betty and looking at all of the heroes that we have in history, you know, that when we look at the beginning of time, when we look at, you know, if you want to look at Jesus or Moses or Cleopatra or whomever, you know, it is, Frederick Douglass, Harriet Tubman, Fannie Lou Hamer, Queen Nzinga, that we see that it is, you know, that each one of these people understood their role as a human being, that we have
Absolutely.
To teach our children, that we have to build our communities ourselves, that we
Yes.
can't sit back on our behinds and expect someone else to do a job that was intended for us to do. We have the opportunities,
I agree.
We have all of the abilities to do these things. And so, you know, when I talk to young people, I let them know of their role in society, you know, that these are things that we are supposed to be doing. You know, I think my father said something like, how only a fool will allow his enemy to teach his child.
That's powerful.
That's the truth.
Wow.
That's the truth. You know?
Wow.
I mean, we're supposed to be providing curriculums ourselves. We're supposed to be involved.
That's the serious
you
truth.
Know? And even when you look at Africana studies, you know, those kinds of studies came into existence for all students. And it was that the students on college campuses said that we demand to have our history, we demand to have this as an inclusion in all of the curriculum, you know. So it's our responsibility to make sure that these things, you know, continue. It is our responsibility. Because if we don't do it, no one is going to do it. It's only our
responsibility. You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I just want to say, when you look at the Holocaust of European Jewish people, they understand it is their role to teach the world about that Holocaust. And so their children, in return, become empowered, you know, by understanding the significant contributions that they've made, and they grow up very proud to be, you know, Jewish people, and you know, so we have to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. You know, Ms. Shabazz, I want to jump in here real quick. You know, I couldn't agree with you more. If anything else that you said was right on point, you know, our counterparts and our constituencies, you know, the opposers, they normally teach their offsprings, their family members, the elders, and what have you about culture. We have to regain the same type of stability. We have to, you know, release our children from these games, from, you know, television, from the indesirables, and let them know that we are a people, we are a generation of greatness, you know, nothing less, and we cannot settle, you know.
That's right.
We're not able to allow someone else to dictate our own journey or indentation of what we could be. We should already know that, because, again, we come from royalty. My fist is in the air right now. Definitely, we come from royalty, so, you know, we got to act like it. If we don't know, we better ask somebody. And right now, you know, if Malcolm X was alive, you know, he would probably be displeased as to what we're, you know, witnessing at this time. Generation X, Generation Next, Generation Y, not see the vision that you are so much greater than what the society, you know, proposes for you. So, you know, with that being said, you know, I know you do a lot, Ms. Shabazz, you know, for the community, and there are so many, and you don't even consider yourself to be A-list or celebrity status. You are the working activist. You are the working mouthpiece for people, the brown people that look like us, okay? So, you know, what in stride is your, you know, your main focus right now? Because, again, we spoke about legacy. What is your main focus here and now that you want us to get, you want us to move upon, you want us to join as a people? What is your main focus right now that you think that we should be focused on?
Well, I think we just need to accept responsibility for being, you know, human beings, that we, you know, that we, the adults, have to be responsible for our children, that we, the adults, have to be responsible. You know, we, the adults, have to make sure that our history is properly documented, properly preserved, that we, the adults, have to make sure that we are the ones that are teaching our children, that we are taking responsibility for them. You know, life is not about just sitting around and waiting for things to happen. Life is about, you know, contributing something, you know, doing our part. My father, you know, spoke about to be or not to be, whether it is noble in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune or to take arms against the sea of troubles and by opposing end them. You either are going to be and exist and do something, or you're not. You know, you're going to just, you know, you get out the way. But, you know,
absolutely.
That, you know, we just have a responsibility as an adult, as a human being, to give something back, to do something, you know, significant with our lives, you know, for our children before we perish.
Absolutely. And just one small indentation, you know, Malcolm X was really, really big on education, really, really big on education. And, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean in the sense that, you know, college has to be for everyone. You know, there is something called common sense or learning in the compounds of life, the school of life, you know, and it doesn't have to be hard knocks. You know, so educate yourself, because, again, at the end of the day, we have a responsibility, as you indicated, to not only ourselves, but back invested into the community. So is there a particular organization or movement that, you know, the brothers and sisters, you know, Ms. Shabazz can be made aware of and give you a helping hand?
Oh, you know, I would encourage anyone to go on our website, the growingupx.com, and just keep checking in with us. Leave your information. We will be in. We can, you know, we send out information pretty regularly. That's what I, you know. We have the Malcolm X and Betty Shabazz Center. You know, we're always doing some interactive, you know, activities.
Absolutely. You know, you often hear about all the other things that are not within likeness in our media and press and so forth. But what about reporting on, you know, the Malcolm X and Betty Shabazz Center and all the other great things? So, again, we have to be our own storytellers, as you have, you know, internalized, and we have to make certain that the stories are being told correctly. That which leads me to my closing statement and commentary, then I'll defer back to the slate for closing remarks, Ms. Shabazz. Growing Up X, the book, phenomenal. I have not had the opportunity to, you know, read all of the memoir. However, I am going to make it a thing to do to read that because, again, I find it most interesting of the story being told and almost like a set of instructions. So how is that book made available for our listening audience to obtain?
They can go to my website, go to Amazon.com. They should be able to go into, you know, Barnes & Noble, many of the bookstores. The children's book is just, or I should say the illustration book is just as, you know, it's engaging. But Growing Up X is simply a story about one of six girls that were born to my parents and the values that they found important. It's a fun, you know, book. It's, you know, growing up with my sisters. You know, we had a great sense of humor. There was, you know, so many, we walked, you know, regular life, watching Soul Train, Saturdays, mornings, you know, being in the kitchen, trying to be a group, you know, just a whole lot of great, fun stories growing up. Yeah, so, I mean, it could be gotten, it should be at any of the bookstores.
Wow.
Or, again,
thank
you can go to my website, growingupx.com.
Definitely.
Yes, yes, sister, definitely. Dee Slate, I'd like to defer to you for any closing comments and commentary as it relates to the very beautiful, gifted, and talented, strong sister, you know, Miss Ilya Shabazz.
Well, I just want to say that, again, I think you're a phenomenal woman, and I think everything that you're doing is fabulous. And we do here on the D-Hour Network support everything that you're doing, and we'll definitely spread the word to others and to our listeners about what you're doing and what your camp is doing. I just want to say that, you know, it was an honor, a true honor and a blessing to have you on the show with us tonight. I had an incredible time talking with you. Hopefully we can definitely have you back on the show with us again. And I'd like to say that you came onto the show as a guest, and you're going to leave the show as a family member. You're a family member of this network now.
Love
and
it.
we're going to continue to keep supporting you and everything that you're doing. And I truly do thank you so much for your conversation tonight and joining us tonight.
Thank you guys very much. You know, again, you know, I think, yes, it's important for us to stay engaged and to really inspire, empower, motivate our young people. So it's my honor, and please call on me anytime you'd like.
Absolutely.
Wow. Such an honor. Ilya, so do you have any last-minute parting remarks or commentary, even disseminating your website and address? And also considering that you are a motivational speaker, you know, it's beyond. Ladies and gentlemen, Black history is not just February. Black history is 365. You know, celebrating women is 365. So if you want the sister to be a part of something positive in what you're doing, how could they reach you, or are you made available for speaking engagements for, you know, college events or, you know, events that are actually of self-worth?
Right. College events, all of those wonderful things, you know, that's my, you know, I do that most, and always happy, and I think very effective with our young people, and doing that, again, is going to our website, growingupx.com, and there's a lot of information. There's contact section, Tony Mason, who actually arranged for me to be with you guys this evening.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah, Tony Mason is holding it down. you know, that is the best way to, you know, get a hold of us is through the website.
Absolutely. Well, I want to just say from sister to sister, you know, thank you so very much for taking
Definitely.
Out your time. You know, and your effort, you know, and everything that you stated tonight has been more than just a conference, a interview. It's more so of a personal, you know, you know, commentary that I'm taking near and dear, and so I shut my eyes. I would cherish this moment. It's not to be taken lightly, you know, for the strides and the strengths and the sacrifices and the journey of your late great father, you know, Malcolm X and Dr. Betty Shabazz, you know, Alaykum Salaam. You know, definitely I want to just say, you know, thank you for your attributes and contributions to this great society in which we live.
Thank you very much. Okay, thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Okay, God bless you guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. Have a blessed night.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the great, great daughter of late Malcolm X and Dr. Betty Shabazz, Elisha Shabazz. Phenomenal, D-Slate. I am beyond words at this time. You know, she's given us so much that we've learned from in the last minutes of conversation. You know, she's given us uplifting commentary, and definitely we all should have taken something away from this interview on tonight. I mean, your thoughts?
I you know, just listening to, you know, what she was talking about and the perspective that she put about who her father was and what he meant to her, and the image that maybe some of us didn't really see or didn't really know, you know, she talked about that. And I think that, you know, his greatness, you know, his intelligence, as well as her mother's greatness and intelligence, was definitely passed down to her. And she used that to, you know, most would probably, you know, well, I won't say most, but there are some individuals out there who would use a situation like that to their benefit. But what she's done is, you know, she's taken that greatness and she's channeled it and she's put it to positive use by speaking to motivate adults as well as children, you know, to become our great next generation, speaking to women, you know, speaking to men, and just coming together, trying to bring people together for a common cause, which means that common cause is, and she didn't say, you know, what I love about it so much, she didn't just state, you know, one person or one type of people, you know, she stated several times just being a human being. So
yes,
for her outlook to be like that, it speaks volumes about who she really is and where she came from. And I feel like it was so much of a blessing to be involved in that.
Oh, absolutely. This, again, shall forever be, you know, within my compound of just an honor, iconic and an honor. And, you know, some people would, again, you know, take their given situation to have been something of, you know, my father was, or, you know, this, that, and the other. But she's her own defined character, and she's making strides, and she's making a difference. I mean, God bless her. I mean, honestly, very humble woman. And, you know, for those who are listening, you know, I thank you for taking out the time to tune into our radio station. A couple of my supporters, Mrs. Felicia Williams, thank you so very much. She and her husband, they listen to the show. My sister listened to the show. Quite a few other people out there, you know, listen to the show because they are just great supporters of what we do, D-Slate. And just having legendary persons such as Elisha Shabazz on our show, I mean, it's just paramount, and it's just speechless, you know. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's 10 minutes after the hour. 10 minutes after the hour, you're on the I Got Something to Say radio show. We apologize in advance if you were able to call in and, you know, we've negated to respond. We do apologize in advance, but again, we thank you for your support greatly. We're going to kind of take a musical break right now, and with the musical break, D-Slate, I would like to follow up with, you know, Malcolm X's commentary. I think that would be befitting. What do you think?
I agree, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I agree,
absolutely.
Let's do that.
All right, so let's go ahead right now and do a music break. Let's do the Poetics Picks. All of Me, John Legend, Girl on Fire, Alicia Keys, And we're going to follow up before we come back on the air live with some commentary from the late great civil rights leader, Malcolm X. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go nowhere. Keep it locked right now. It's the I've Got Something to Say radio show.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning, no kidding. I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride. And I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, how many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. I'm around through every mood. You're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Give your all to me, give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh.
She's just a girl and she's on fire, hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire.
catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
Of your hair? Who taught you to hate the color of your skin to such extent that you bleach to get like the white man? Who taught you to hate the shape of your nose and the shape of your lips? Who taught you to hate yourself from the top of your head to the soles of your feet? Who taught you to hate your own kind? Who taught you to hate the race that you belong to? So much so that you don't want to be around each other. No, before you come asking Mr. Muhammad, does he teach hate, you should ask who yourself, who taught you to hate being what God gave you. We teach you to love the hair that God gave you. Here you way out in the middle of the ocean, can't swim, and you worried about someone that's in the bathtub and can't swim. We don't steal,
We don't gamble, we don't lie, and we don't cheat. And that also deprives the government of revenue. Because you can't get into a whiskey bottle without getting past the government seal. You can't open a deck of cards without getting past the government seal. Here, the white man makes the whiskey and then puts you in jail for getting drunk. He sells you the cards and the dice and puts you in jail when he catches you using them. So he's against us because we fixed it where he can't catch you anymore. We take the dice out of your hands and the cards out of your hands and the whiskey out of your head. The most disrespected person in America is the black woman. The most unprotected person in America is the black woman. The most neglected person in America is the black woman. And as Muslims, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us to respect our women and to protect our women. And the only time a Muslim really gets real violent is when someone goes to molest his woman. We will kill you for our woman. I'm making it plain, yes. We will kill you for our woman. We believe that if the white man will do whatever is necessary to see that his woman gets respect and protection, then you and I will never be recognized as men until we stand up like men and place the same penalty over the head of anyone who puts his filthy hands out to put in the direction of our women.
That is the great speech of who taught you to have, or should I say, who taught you to hate yourself, by the late, great Malcolm X. That was 1962 in Los Angeles, and a speech about respecting yourself and women. I received that. Other than that, we had Girl on Fire by Alicia Keys and Momentum of National Women's Month. And at the top of Politics Picks, we kicked it off with All of Me by the very gifted and talented, yes, John Legend. This has been a tremendous evening. It's not over yet, ladies and gentlemen. It is I on your radio, the hostess with the mostest on the MIC, Poetic Justice, and Dee Slate is in the building. Yes, my producer extraordinaire. Yes, CEO of the Dee Hour Show Radio Network. And we have the very lovely, strong, powerful sister, Ilyasa Shavaz, on the show. I'm still taken aback by that, Dee Slate.
Well, I mean, she's phenomenal. Like you said earlier, she comes from royalty, and she exudes that. And I just think that it's so refreshing and so wonderful to see that she's continuing her parents' legacy, not just her mother, but her father. I mean, not just her father, but her mother as well. And I think, when they look down upon her, they smile and are probably extremely proud. Well, I won't say probably, they are extremely proud of the woman that she's become and the things that she's out there doing. And I'm an African American in the same category as her. In the same common group with her, being strong African American individuals. But I think she's proving, and is also proving right now that as a human being, as a role model, you have to take it upon yourself to teach our children and teach the next generation what it takes to be great adults and great human beings, and in order for our society to strive and become better. And I think that's exactly what she's doing.
Absolutely, definitely, and I can agree with you more with that. You know, Dee Slate, for the month of March, we're celebrating National Women's Month. And I want to just say some of my extraordinary picks for, you know, powerful, influential women who are making a difference or who have lended service as well as legacy to our great society as we know it. You know, and I'm not going to put them in any type of numerical order, but I want to just say, you know, our current FLOTUS, Mrs. Attorney, First Lady Michelle Obama. I mean, could you not agree with me even more? I mean, she's smart. She's eloquent. She is a mover. She's a doer. You know, she's just not the First Lady of the United States. She's actually putting forth a call to action. So definitely I salute you, Mrs. Obama, for all that you're doing for this great nation in which we live upon. Oprah Winfrey, one of my all-time favorites, you know, not to say that because we share, Michelle Obama and Oprah Winfrey and yours truly all are born in the month of January. Right, yes. Mrs. Obama, January 17th. Oprah Winfrey's the 29th of January, and yours truly the 22nd. So there you have it, great women of January. All right, so let's move forward in my list. Harriet Tubman, of course, you know, led the way, pioneer, made a way so other, you know, slaves would be able to have risk-free travels or be able to have some form of direction. She took the lead in that. So for that, I salute our elders who have perished on, but who have made a great legacy for us in which we live today. Madam C.J. Walker is another one. You know, thank God for her because I love my fro, but though, you know, it's okay to straighten it out once in a while. It's okay. You know, I'm not my hair, but I want to be somebody else's hair sometimes. But I embrace my soul sister. I absolutely embrace it. Let me try to think for memorization. Of course, you know, the late, great Dr. Betty Shabazz. I mean, wonderful, an activist, you know, in her own way, you know, didn't shadow the likes of her husband. She made a reputation for herself, you know, a sacrifice for herself. Winnie Mandela, the same, you know. And these are great women that, you know, truly, honestly, were able not to just give back to society, but the focus was on, hey, I'm a woman, I'm strong, so therefore there's no excuse, and we're taking no prisoners. Understand that you, too, can do great things in spite of your gender and in spite of what the masses may think. So those are just a few, and there's more to progress on throughout the month of March that, you know, I would like to highlight. I also want to give this commentary, you know, shout out to, it's a group, an organization in Norfolk, Virginia. I'm entitled SEVAS, an acronym, Southeastern Arts Association, Virginia Arts Association. They are honoring 25 women in the arts, and I am pleased to announce that I am one of the honorees in acceptance of this award. So, you know, for all those who are in the lineup to receive an award, you know, congratulations to you all. There's some miraculous women that are making great strides in this community, and I just salute you. I salute you, you know, definitely can't wait for the event to occur. Now, with that being stated, we're going to go ahead and take another quick musical break. And then when I come back, I will give you the March monthly observances as well as some birthdays that you would be very interested in knowing that. Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Some birthdays. These flavors, is that cool?
That is cool with me. Call me Mr. Refrigerator because I'm cool with that.
Absolutely. Well, this segment right here that we're forthcoming upon, I like to refer to it as Black Girls Rock Jams. So, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you, in celebration of Women's History Month on the Society Radio Show, I want to say, independent women, put your hands in the air. Yes, Destiny's Child. And we're going to follow that back up with our segment with I Am Beautiful by the very beautiful and talented, this is one of your favorite artists, yes, the lovely Candace Glover. I had to throw her in there, D-Slay. I know she's one of your favorites.
Absolutely. I appreciate that.
Yes. Absolutely. So, ladies and gentlemen, sit back, relax, don't go nowhere. We got about 29 minutes left in the programming of this very honorarium show. So it is I, the very lovely, yes, I speak in third person. Do you speak third person, Dee Slate?
You know what? Sometimes I can't get my third person to be quiet. I mean, I just don't know, you know.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. That is hilarious. Okay, so, ladies and gentlemen, once again, the time is now 31 after the hour. Don't go nowhere. Keep it locked right here. A little independent women. I am independent. So, yeah, here's a with me.
Lucy Liu, with my girl Drew, Cameron D and Destiny, Charlie's Angels, come on. Question, tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring of Kelly when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question, tell me how you feel about this. Try to control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own funnel and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships. The shoes on my feet, I tie. The clothes I'm wearing.
Yeah. might know me, I'm 50 Cent. You may follow my tweets, my Facebook friends. Odds are a few in the 6 degrees separate us. We're that close. What's crazy is 1 in 6 don't know where their next meal is coming from. These are your coworkers, your neighbors, your friends. Hunger's too close for us to ignore. So visit feedingamerica.org/hunger and find your local food bank to see how you can make a difference. From one close friend to another, let's do this. I'm 50 Cent, and together we are Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
In your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live. It is now 38 minutes after the hour. It is the I've Got Something to Say radio show. We kicked off the segment of Black Girls Rock with a little bit of independent women. Yes, Beyonce, say. Independence Churn, or should I say Destiny's Child. And then also we followed up the end of that segment with I Am Beautiful by the very beautiful Candice Glover. Yes. Dee Slayton, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Back again on the I Got Something to Say radio show, rocking out to girls rock music. So I'm doing fabulous, and I want to send a shout out to all the lovely women all over the place celebrating National Women's Month.
Absolutely. You're such a gentleman. Yes, you are. Yes, you are, Dee Slate. I mean, strong man.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'd like to say, you know, shout out to both of our mothers who support us on this radio show. My mother is a bigger Dee Slate fan than she is a Poetic Justice fan, and I'm jealous.
Well, Mom, well, I want to say, Mama PJ, I want to thank you so much for listening to us and tuning in with us. You are fabulous. You're one of our favorite listeners, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in with us all the time and supporting us.
Oh, I would tell her, you know, just because she's 73 years old, I said, you still ain't grown. I said, how do you like Dee Slate better than you like me? Because he's a man, and I like his voice better than your voice. Because I know your voice. I've known your voice for 21 years. You also don't say my real age. Yeah, that's my radio age, 21.
There we go.
Right along. So, yeah, to Mama Dee Slate, hello. And we thank you so very much for always supporting everything that we do. Incredible, phenomenal women, of course. Yes, there is. To all my AKAs, all my AKAs, A's in the building, yes, I see you, 1908, where my Delta's at? My Delta's in the building, 1913, I see you. To all my ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, yucky, 1920 in the building. To all of my Sigma Gamma Rho in the building, roll call, Divine Nine. To all the 1922, I see you poodles out there. To all of my ladies traveling the East at Estado, yes, 357 on the pendulum. I see all of my Eastern Star Rock sisters, yes, all together, lovely. So, to all of the organizations, to the tents, yes, to the links, yes, to all of the international women's organizations, I definitely see you. I see you to the professional women's groups. I salute you. Thank you for all that you do, single mothers, working hard, you know, married women, single married women, you know, just women in general. To my daughter, you know, being a single mother, you know, I applaud you. You are doing great things in college and doing other things. To my granddaughter, yeah, she, you know, she's a big girl, definitely. Shout out to Tasia. So, honor roll student, yes, she is. So I just want to just say, I know you all are figuring, she's 21 and she has a granddaughter? How can that be? It's an ancient Chinese secret.
There it is.
Yes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's 42 minutes after the hour, and I just want to just give shout-outs and kudos to all the wonderful women, of course. Let's go ahead and do these birthdays real quick. Happy birthday to R&B Diva Extraordinary, and we also have her on the show, Kiki Wyatt. Happy birthday, Kiki. Yes?
Happy birthday, Kiki.
Happy birthday, R&B Diva girl. Also, Timberland, It puts all the beats together. Yes, you know, for Genuine, the late, great Aaliyah, Missy Elliott. He's from Virginia. We'll see you out there, Timberland. Happy birthday. Remember beating on the table at lunchtime? Oh, I was the only one? Okay. Happy birthday, Timberland. Now, for this next person that I'm going to say happy born to, I don't think y'all are ready. You know you want it. You know you got it. Blurred lines. I know he want her. No Paula Patton. My number. Yeah, happy birthday to Robin Thicke. Woo! I mean, that was a professional. Happy birthday, Robin Thicke. No commentary behind that.
Happy birthday to the thick white chocolate brother himself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, Robin Thicke. And to my Facebook friend, Gabriel Rich. What's up, Gabe? Yes, happy birthday. If you're celebrating a birthday on today, happy born day. I would do it Golden Corral style, but, you know, they haven't paid us any type of promotional advertisement, so, you know, yeah. Okay. So with that being said, also March monthly observances, of course it is American Red Cross Month or Red Cross Month, Berries and Cherries Month. That can be a dangerous combination. So I hear. Employee Spirit Month. Well, that's a good one. Let me say that one. Employee Spirit Month. Move right along. Expanding Girls' Horizons in Science and Engineering Month. And that is very, very imperative. International Women's Month. Another publicist over the corner from Déjà from the Jusac Saint-Genis et de la France. Yes. Bonne journée. To all of my French women, African women in the air, I see you. Bonjour, bon déjeuner. All right, so music in our schools month. Remember when you had to play the flute, Mary Lou Lamb? That was my first instrument, and I graduated from that to the viola, to the violin. I played a little bit of cello to classical harp. So classical harp was for the last 20-something years. Yes.
You were just a regular orchestra.
Yeah, right? And a little bit of drums, you know how that goes. National Cheerleading Safety Month. Why all the cheerleaders sound like that, D? Like, I'm like, be still. I'm like, what in the world? What's your life? All right, so, like, you know, and then, of course, it is National Women's History Month, so... what else is in the month of March? March Madness. I know you all are getting those brackets together. Sweet 16, you know, basketball, Mardi Gras, you know, pinch me next week if you want to. Yeah, pinch me because I'm not wearing green and see what happens.
Oh, no.
St. Patrick's Day.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, and being from Boston, Massachusetts, you know, we drive cars, by the way. I want to say that. You know, downtown Boston area in the northern part of it, you know, that comes out every so often when I say pot, that day, oh, my goodness, like St. Patrick's Day is something serious in Boston. So next Monday, I know it's going to be nothing but the truth. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is the Fab Fabulous News, the March. Definitely has come in strong. There's still some weathering conditions across the nation. You know, it goes from bipolar weather here in Virginia to one day it's 70 degrees, the next day it's a snowstorm and everything's shut down, to it's very nice again. Right. Medication management will handle that. But, you know, we're pressed and we're blessed all in one breath because, again, it could be much, much worse. So, you know, definitely I'm appreciative to God be the glory for our weather and its current situation. The time is now 47 after the hour. Let's go ahead and try to get a couple of more musical hits in there. You know, these late, I always like the musical breaks. Tonight's show has been immenseful. I mean, definitely, you know, hands down. I like to see if our, you know, competition, friendly competition, if you will, we're trying to match this show because we are true believers in what we do. And definitely by any means necessary. You like that, right? By the late, great Malcolm X. Any means necessary. We do what it takes to please our listening audience and to bring you the best interviews, music, and edutainment. We educate and we entertain by any means necessary. So with that being said, 48 after the hour, let's go ahead and take another musical break. Let's go ahead and get into this music, neo-soul sister songs of the day. This particular artist that I'm getting ready to play has become a favorite, an instant favorite of mine. Her name is June Akio, and the name of the song is called The Worst. I love the presentation of the song. She is a wonderful, wonderful artist. I know her project is getting ready to be released. And we're going to follow up with one of my other favorites. I want to say Sophisticated Sister by Liv Warfield. It is I, Miss Fabulous D. Slate on the radio. Neo Soul Sisters, let's get it in. June Akio, The Worst.
What you say now? Tell me what you say, come again. If you cannot stay down, then you do not have to pretend like there is no way out. I should've never let you in, 'cause you got me face down. Don't take this personal. That you would come again. You said that we would remain friends, but you know that I do not depend on nothing or no one. So why would you show up uninvited and change my mind like that? Please don't take this personal. But you ain't shit and you weren't special till I made so. You better act like you know that I've been through worse than you. He one night son. I never let you know. I should've figured it though. All that shit you was spitting so unoriginal. But it was you, so I was with it. Saying to tell you the truth, wish we never did it. 'Cause I usually do stick to the business. But you came out the blue, and then you just pushed it. Goddamn, baby, my mind's blown. Be forgetting you live in a different time zone. Think I know what this is, it's just a time zone. Yeah, I know what you did, but baby, I'm grown. Love is patient and kind of shit. This is where we can build through different types of shit. You was really the realest, wouldn't be fighting it. I think your pride is just I don't need you, I still want you.
We're back live. That was the segment for, yes, our celebration for National Women's Month. We started off with June Akiko, and that was the worst. I always, you know, mess up her name, the worst. But it's June Akiko. And Sophisticated Sister by Liv Warfield, which we have the pleasure of having on our show. Well, ladies and gentlemen, all good things must come to an end. It is 2 minutes in front of the hour, the top of the hour. D-Slate, your closing comments for this evening.
I just want to thank everybody for tuning in to the D-Hour Radio Network, to the I Got Something to Say radio show. I want to send a big shout-out and much love to the beautiful Miss Ilyasa Shabazz for joining us tonight on the show. It was absolutely phenomenal. It was an honor, truly a blessing to have her on. And make sure you guys definitely keep supporting her and check her. You can check her out at her website. You can check her out on Facebook as well as Twitter. And again, you know, just keep tuning into the network. You guys, we have some phenomenal people on our network, and we got some coming up real soon. The only way you're going to know is by following us and keeping up with us and listening to the shows. So we have many shows throughout the week, And you guys just got to keep listening. Keep supporting us. We got some great shows for you guys. So just keep listening. And I just want to thank everybody that do listen and support us.
Absolutely. And we just thank you for being the phenomenal gentleman and great company that you are in D's Late. We really, really appreciate you and your platform and you just making it possible for persons and women such as myself to be able to share our talents with the world. It has been a phenomenal,
absolutely,
phenomenal evening, and I'd like to extend a thank you to now our family member. I mean, she was just awesome, also gave us pearls, wisdom, and inspiration. To say the least, I can speak only for myself, and I'm sure that you all have been not necessarily entertained. You know, it's a place and time for entertainment, but it is always a great time for education. So tonight, we schooled you on the School of Life. Ladies and gentlemen, Ilyasa Shabazz, the daughter of the late great civil rights leader Malcolm X and Dr. Betty Shabazz. It was a great honor, definitely. And in conjunction with that, with National Women's Month, we hope that you would continue to tune in, as D's Late has indicated, not just for this show, but for all of our other shows that are on 7 days a week on the D Hour Show Radio Network. By way of poetic justice, speaking third person again, I am on Facebook, POETIKK, Things in the Verbalization That Make You Tick. Also follow me on Instagram, Poetic, POETIKK, 73. And last but not least, I'm on Twitter. My Twitter handle, that's hilarious, my Twitter handle is Poetic at WWC, meaning We Want Change, or should I say for this month, Women Want Change. That's kind of cute, right? Woo-hoo.
Like
so, continue. Yes, thank you. Stay forward and stay tuned for more to come with the National Poetry Awards, which the D Hour Show Radio Network is a part of. Definitely shout out to my girls, my two sorority sisters, but to all of them, the very lovely and talented Braxtons. Continue tuning in to their show. They're doing phenomenal things, preparing for another wonderful season. So we have some great, great things coming out. So just stay tuned, stay connected. And again, all the women, let me see you. Never forget who you are. Never apologize for where you are. Just always keep making great strides to be better than when you were on the day before. And always, always impress the person in your driver's license. Yeah, you do. Unless you drive with somebody else's license. Okay.
All right now.
So with that, excuse me, I had to get choked on that one. So without further ado, you know, everything goes on live radio, by the way. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, tune in. We want you to get good rest and remember that your clock's fast forward, but that doesn't mean that you have to fall back on fulfilling your dreams. Good night. We love you all, and there's nothing you can do about it. Peace out.
There is nothing you can do about that. Enjoy
nothing.
The rest of your life. Oh, yeah, we love you.
We love you. We do.
You see, I got something to say. You see, I got something to say, show. You see, I got something to say. You see, I got something to say, show.
You see, I got something to say. If the eye got something to say, show.
If the eye got something to say.
If the eye got something to say, show.
It's the craziest thing to say.
Put your little cold mind in the day.
If the eye got something to say.
If the eye got something to say, show.
On the show with Miss Fabulous, Stiletto Diva Throwdown, we locking the showdown. Sports talk, here comes D's Late. With sports information to keep you wide awake. And always on the move, Mr. Norfolk gon' say something new. On the go with DK, turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day.
On the
show.